Special guest joining us all the way from Sochi, Ryan Rashog. Shogger, what's happening?
Not much, buddy. Not much. Just wrapping up the day after a long, long day and a pretty good performance from Canada.
Well, like, you were there. This game was not really nervous from a Canadian perspective because I thought they were in control, especially in the third period. The Americans, when they had to try to come back, they couldn't get any push through that defense.
Yeah, no, Canada's defense is, man, it's something to behold. It's funny, you know, you look at this roster and when they're building the team and everybody's talking about all this offensive prowess and where these goals are going to come from, and when really they just built one unbelievable defensive core. I mean, that Petrangelo and Bouwmeester together, it's just, you know, they're defensively, they're unreal and they're playing really well as a team. And that showed tonight. I totally agree with you. I thought they looked as comfortable in their game as they have the entire tournament. They looked as confident as they have the entire tournament. They were playing the North American game and they were clicking in it. So, I mean, I think that the U.S. had some pretty good chances. And I think that in a one goal game, anything can give. So I don't think the U.S. played bad,
No.
But man, was I impressed with Canada.
Well, their defense score, I said at the start of the tournament, I thought it was so much better than every other one. Like, you look at Ryan Suter is the only American defenseman who would have cracked that roster, right? The only one.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair to say. Yeah. I think so. You know, the Swedes are probably the closest thing. You know, the Swedes have a pretty darn good defense. I mean, they got Oliver Ekman-Larsson sitting on the end of their bench. Didn't play a shift in the semifinal against Finland. That's an elite NHL defenseman that can't make Finland's lineup. The Swedes' lineup. So Sweden has as good a defense as any other team that Canada would have come across. It'll be interesting to see how that defense matches up against Canada's forwards.
Speaking of Canada's forwards, I know obviously they're not getting a lot of goals. We can say they don't need a lot of goals. They had some good chances today, more than I've seen in previous games against a really good opponent. Mm-hmm. You're there, Ryan. I'm watching the game on TV, and I see a lot of times they seem to, and maybe it's the big ice surface, but is it just me, or do they seem too spread out on the wings at times in the offensive zone? And a lot of their good chances are still coming from far out, not in tight. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that they were better tonight. Yep. I thought that they did get to the middle of the ice a lot better, and I do think they generated some second chances. It's funny, you know, on this bigger ice, because it's wider, you can really see the way teams defend from the inside out, and they draw everything outside, and they force, if you're going to generate anything off the rush, it has to be wide. They just don't let you into the middle of the ice. And I think earlier on in the tournament, Canada was really struggling. They just weren't able to generate anything off the rush. I actually thought they did a better job tonight of generating chances off the rush, hitting the blue line with speed and making plays. It's funny, the big ice is deceiving because it's as much as they try to play a North American game on it, there's still some certain aspects of it that make it hard. But I asked, and I talked to probably five or six guys, every one of them said they felt they did a way better job of getting to the middle of the ice where the good chances were going to come. And I had to agree with them. I thought tonight was their best night for that. It's funny because it's against the best opponent.
Well,
it's funny the way that works.
Yeah, I think honestly, Ryan, that opponent didn't just sit back and play a boring clog the type of defense that Norway and those other teams, and that's the only way they can play against Canada, right? Like the Americans' defense can skate as well as the Canadian forwards, so they will pressure and attack them in the corner. And I think that's what these guys are used to that, and they're very good at using their size down low. Obviously, the Getzlaff line was dominant, but that was Crosby's line's best game. They thoroughly dominated, and I was surprised that Dan Bylsma kept putting Orpik out against them.
Yeah, no, I was a little befuddled on a couple of fronts with Bylsma. The one I was just shaking my head at from about halfway through the first period on was he was changing into the Pavelski-Kessel line against Taves. And I just couldn't believe that he kept doing it over and over. Here he's got his best offensive player, and he is purposely changing into a matchup against arguably the best two-way forward in the game. And I was staggered that he kept doing it. In fact, he started, I'm pretty sure, all three periods with that matchup. And they had last change. He could pick the matchups he wanted, and he changed into Phil Kessel versus Jonathan Toews line. And I honestly, I think that decision, right, and we asked him about it after the game. He said that was the matchup they wanted. Well, they should have gotten away from that halfway through the first period. They should have got or started the second anyways, because Tave's line was running the show. And I think more than anything, that cost them a chance at a gold medal. Because I think had they been able to use better advantage of that last change, they would have been able to spring Kessel for a few shifts here and there in a matchup, and maybe they could have squeezed out some offense.
I was surprised. I know they wanted Backes line out against Getzlaff. I thought that, you know, or I would have put Backes out against Crosby more, or even the Kessel line maybe against Crosby rather than Taves.
Yeah, he went to Backes on Crosby a little bit later in the game. He did that a little later on. But, look, when you have last change, you can either be aggressive in trying to get your forwards the matchups you want to let them produce, or defensive matchups to try and stop their guys from producing. You can kind of – sometimes you can do both, but if you want to have involve all four lines in your game, then you can kind of – you kind of got to pick. And I was really surprised that he let Phil Kessel play his entire night against Jonathan Taves. I'm really surprised that he let that happen. And I can't help but wonder if that cost him big time tonight.
Looking ahead to the Swedish matchup, you know, they're banged up. No Sedin. Zetterberg now is out 7 to 8 weeks. He's obviously gone. You look at their top lines, Ryan, and you know what? I called Canada beating the U.S. because I said their defense is just that much better. The Swedes, I think, have a better blue line than the Americans, but they don't have the forward group that the Americans had, and the Americans couldn't score in Canada. I don't see any way Sweden wins this game.
Well, not if Canada defends that well. I mean, if Canada defends that well, there's no way Sweden has the horses to put up goals against them, I don't think. So I would agree with you there. That being said, the game isn't going to be as tailor-made for Canada as this one was. You know, the U.S. kind of threw down and said, okay, let's go. Punch for punch, let's go. And Canada can hang in that situation. The Swedes are going to play a little bit of a different game. They're going to shut it down a little bit more than the States could. They're not going to play it as wide open because they know they can't. And, you know, the Swedes have some real threats from the blue line. That's the thing about the U.S. No real legitimate threats offensively from the blue line. I mean, Suter's a good defenseman, but he's more of a two-way guy. Cam Fowler had a real good look early, but not much offensively after that. They don't really have a lot of threats from the blue line, especially, you know, the States or Sweden. Or, no, the States, but Sweden does. Sweden, you know, they have Carlson. They have Ekman-Larsson if they want to use him, although I don't know if they will. It's a different look and a different game style. So it's not going to really be set up for Canada to hit it out of the park like it was in this game based on the style of play.
Is the ice that bad at that rink?
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, I don't notice it as being awful. I wouldn't say it's a real storyline here, but it's not great. Let's put it that way. So yeah, both teams have to play on it, and I don't think that it really benefits anybody any more than anyone else.
Well, Sagar, we'll let you get some sleep in Sochi. Big announcement, because this is Alberta. This is how great it are. Our Premier Redford just announced. Alberta bars will be able to be open and serve at 5 a.m. Let the partying begin on Sunday.
Oh, hang on a second. Until 5 a.m.?
No. They're going to
starting at
well,
5
no,
a.m. in the
they
morning.
Can, basically, you have to have a two-hour break because bars are open right until you got to have the drink off the table at 3, right?
Yeah.
Then there's two-hour break. Now they can reopen at 5, and they will be legally able to serve. Every bar in Alberta is going to get a special license. Everybody, please drink responsibly. Take a cab to the bar at 5 in the morning, which is kind of opposite of what we're used to, but that's great.
Well, I mean, really, you could just make a Denny's run and then head right back, hey?
Exactly. Well, don't air, buddy. Are you kidding me? Kidding me? Or some street meat.
No,
those.
Man, no.
Hot dog vendors should be all over it.
No more street meat. No more eating out of a vending machine or out of a vendor. When I get home,
carrots.
All the food I'm going to cook myself.
We'll get a bag of carrots for you.
Oh, man. Just as long as they're not stewed. Nothing stewed.
Nice. Well, Sagar, I appreciate you joining us late in Sochi. Get some rest. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, pal. Enjoy your weekend and enjoy the game. Absolutely.